Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we're going to do on Herb Talk. Yes, yes. Magical Engineer Frank and I are ready to go. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. You know what we're going to talk about today? I was inspired. Oh, was I inspired? I got a call from a very nice gentleman. And so we're going to talk about tetanus. Tetanus, I know. It's one of those things you've been worried about, right? Well, worry no more, because we're going to put that tetanus worry to bed. Also, we're going to be talking about inflammatory bowel disease. And if we get time, we might even add some gallbladder news. And we'll see how the hour goes. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer as usual, as well as this nation, because we need supernatural assistance. And we need to pray it up. So I hope you're hitting the knees seeking the Lord's face like I am. And I did bring my devotional today. So you guys tell me you like this segment, so we're going to keep doing it. This is from Psalm 63 and James 1. It goes like this. Let me help you through this day. The challenges you face are far too great for you to handle alone. You are keenly aware of your helplessness in the scheme of events that you face. This awareness opens you up to choice. You can doggedly go it alone, or you can walk with me in humble steps of dependence. Actually, this choice is continually before you, but difficulties highlight the decision-making process. So consider it all joy whenever you are enveloped in various trials, because these are gifts from me, reminding you to rely on me alone. That's right. God will hold your hand, help you through it. And it develops this trust. And you need this trust. You do, because, you know, you got to seek the Lord's face and find salvation through the Lord, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker, Google's artificial intelligence, they say now, can help diagnose cancer faster than human doctors. That's right, artificial intelligence programming, it's owned by Alphabet, Google's parent company. So Google's working hard to tell the difference between healthy and cancerous tissue, as well as discover if metastasis, you know, the spreading of the cancer has occurred, metastasis. So detection early enough can even trump a pathologist experienced in biological tissues. So they say there's 8 false positives per image, but they detect 92.4% of the tumors compared to 82.7% by another automated approach, and in comparison to human pathology, 73.2%. So this software was taken from the drive-yourself cars, and they've tweaked it a little bit, and so now artificial intelligence can diagnose you better than a human MD. Moving along in the quack report, let's see, a UTA professor invents a breath monitor that would detect the flu. University of Texas Arlington professor Dr. Peria Gorma invented a flu breathalyzer. He thinks it's going to save a lot of people a lot of trouble and a lot of money. He says, because now, you know, when you go to the doctor's office and you have a virus, what do they tell you? Take 2 aspirin, drink a lot of fluid, and, you know, get some rest. There's really nothing. Well, there is the flu vaccines they're coming out with, but who wants to go there? So he says, you know, right now, you know, if you go to the doctor, they do that nasal swab, and they try to do, you know, comparison to see what kind of pathogen it is. But the breathalyzer sensors, they're small, like a grain of rice. No chemical exposure at all. They just analyze the breath to the milliseconds to see if there's a virus print in there. He says if you get it early enough, it could even shorten your flu cycle. So it's in clinical trials, and they will have a flu breathalyzer at a drugstore near you soon. All right. Moving along on the quack report, apparently brand name processed foods found to be laced with glyphosate, weed killer. You know that Roundup stuff. We talked about that the other day. Gross. Anyway, apparently, let's see, this is International Agency for Research on Cancer declared glyphosate is a probable carcinogen and has health risks associated with it. European Union is uncertain whether it's going to renew any authorization of glyphosate in commercial products in Europe. Recent safety testing has shown that it's on glyphosate residues are on foods. Of course, you know, the food industry say it's ultra low levels, but Arnorisco Laboratories in San Francisco, they're an FDA registered food safety lab. They conducted their own research whether glyphosate can be found on common everyday consumed processed foods. Mm-hmm. And their tests revealed something really surprising. A lot of previous research on the glyphosate residues, 0.5 parts per billion. Usually is what you find on foods. But if you get to the 4,000, well, let's see, 0.5 parts per billion, they said, can actually start to cause DNA damage. Yeah, affect your genes. And then 10 parts per billion can cause serious health effects like kidney and liver damage. So this is what they found, according to the report. I hope you're sitting down. Maybe laying down. All right. So if you're looking for foods that have 1,000 parts per billion of glyphosate Roundup residue, Cheerios, Wheaties, Trix cereal, Annie's gluten-free bunny cookies. Hey, they used to be a good company. They were bought out by General Mills last year. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Raisin Bran, and Frosted Flakes. Special K, Cheez-It crackers, Kishi soft-baked cookies, Ritz crackers, Triscuit, and Oreo cookies. 1,000 parts per billion of your Roundup right there. Also, under 1,000 parts per billion, just under, Stacy's Simple Naked Pita Chips. I like those things. I had no idea. You know, they're probably getting their food sources from places that are, you know. Anyway, Lay's Potato Chips, Doritos, Frito-Lay, Goldfish Crackers, Little Debbie Oatmeal Cream Pies. They all have that on there. Did you know that? I was shocked that it was that much, you know, and it causes damage to your genes and also can long-term, I guess, exposure, eating all that stuff can really, you know, well, maybe that's why we have all these sick people out there. Moving along, go organic and get off the snack stuff and, you know, eat something, whole food. Last but not least in the Quack Report, low-quality food, they say, is destroying the bodies of millennials. Well, after that report on what they're eating, no doubt. They said cancer has exploded among the young generation, a new study showing an alarming trend of bowel cancer. I think this was on World News Tonight the other week. They said a lot of people are coming down, the young kids, the 20-somethings with bowel cancer. You know, and these kids, you know, they just get these symptoms and they think it's nothing because we're so young and healthy, right? Diseases like bowel cancer, also known as colorectal cancer, usually been associated with, you know, us old folks. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the food that the young generation is eating is shifting the disease down the generational ladder to younger and younger folks. So processed meats, sausage, bacon, you know, all that stuff they get at the drive-thru, not helping out at all. So common sense, folks, cleanse and nourish, eat healthy, go organic, and be well out there. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
All right. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're gonna talk about tetanus. And I wanna thank the gentleman out there that inspired this segment. You know, from time to time, you know, I do get calls about tetanus. So I thought, well, let's do a little segment on it. Because we've been taught since childhood, you know, that tetanus is something frightening. And we need to get a tetanus vaccine for protection, right? I grew up, you know, thinking, you know, step on a rusty nail and uh-oh. Well, as children, we were taught that tetanus can cause lockjaw, and children conjure up all these kinds of scary thoughts associated with that. So we were also told, you know, go get your tetanus booster shots every 20 years, but now they've said they've changed that to every 10 years. Got to get a booster. Well, at your own risk. Now, the CDC is reporting that between 2001 and 2008, there were 233 tetanus cases in the U.S., and they reported the mortality rate from tetanus is 0.10 per 100 million people. So currently in the U.S., 82% of the children receive their tetanus vaccine. And according to RightDiagnosis.com, according to them, What the CDC does not report is that there are about 40 cases of tetanus per year caused by the tetanus vaccine, but it's considered rare. Mm-hmm. So health authorities in Europe rate tetanus as a now very rare disease. So the World Health Organization reports that countries such as Africa and Southeast Asia have the most cases and deaths from tetanus, 82 to 84,000 per year. So a large segment of the population does not know anything about tetanus except that, you know, what your doctor or your pediatrician may tell you while they recommend you get a tetanus shot. So let's find out about this bacteria and how we can protect ourselves. So what exactly is tetanus? Well, tetanus is a bacterium. It's called the Colostrum tetani, and it usually enters the body through a cut or a puncture or from a trauma, a wound. And the tetanus bacteria, it's found in the soil. It's in the soil. It's very common for people to contract tetanus when the mode of transportation was horse-drawn carriages way back when there was a lot of animal feces in the road everywhere, and people maybe not wearing shoes or had holes in their shoes, and they could, you know, step on something and then step in that stuff. So walking around in bare feet was kind of risky, as tetanus bacteria was in the animal feces and in the dirt. So when bacteria enters the body, the spores grow, producing this toxin called tetanatospiramum. And the toxins affect the nerves, which control motor neurons of your muscles. So tetanus is not contagious, but there are some complications that could occur with tetanus, such as, but we're going to cover this, you can get severe muscle spasms that have been known to break bones. So if your bones are especially weak, you could have breakage from the spasms. And since, you know, most cases of tetanus happen in people over 50, that would be, you know, what happens. Also, you could, in severe cases, get a blood clot, and it becomes a pulmonary embolism, so it goes to the lung. And also, death in severe cases where spasms interfere with the pulmonary and breathing. Okay, but we're going to talk about why that can happen. All right, let's look at some of the symptoms. So if you were to contract a tetanus infection, it usually occurs about 10 days after the injury, where the bacteria has entered the body and now it's starting to do some things. Symptoms that could crop up are things like muscle spasms, a stiff jaw muscle, difficulty swallowing, stiff muscles, major sign, especially in the abdomen area. Body spasms, you know, triggered by any stimulus, light, sound, touch, a spasm. Fever, sweating, high blood pressure, and rapid heartbeat. Well, let's look at the vaccine, because that's the answer for modern medicine is, you know, get a tetanus vaccine. So the public, especially parents of young children, are told that tetanus is a killer bacterium, a killer. So certainly it is a bacterium that can produce some risk, but it's not as prevalent today as it once was, and it's not absolute that if you contract tetanus that you're going to die from it. So the statistics show that you have the odds in your favor, actually, of surviving tetanus by 82%. So what we are told is that the victims of tetanus bacteria are usually the poor, and in most cases, they are malnourished. They have malnutrition going on. And that is all working against them, you know, because their immune system's not up for it. So their health and their hygiene are on the low standard, and they are more vulnerable to this kind of infection. So if you're taking the vaccine, you actually are injecting the tetanus bacterium into your bloodstream. So we're told that of the cases in which those people get vaccinated with the tetanus vaccine, later they actually can contract the disease, and the vaccine really didn't protect them. So in 1988, there was this sero survey in which older children ages 10 to 16 who were already vaccinated with the tetanus vaccine were tested to find if they had any protective antibodies. So in 1979, the study found that of a sample of 1,900 adults 20 years of age and older, 386% of them had no vaccine antibodies to tetanus because they weren't vaccinated with tetanus. In 1979, 386% didn't even have a tetanus shot. So doing the math, what we find out is that 200 million Americans, roughly 60%, didn't have the tetanus protection, and they didn't contract tetanus, and they didn't die from it. So you have 260 times greater chance of dying from tuberculosis. Modern medicine does not think, you know, healthy individuals with healthy immune systems are capable of protecting themselves from diseases like tetanus. So according to the science, the tetanus vaccine contains this very weak form of the tetanus bacterium. And what it is, it has no attenuated bacilli, which means no live bacterium spore. So which would be actually the reason for an immune system to actually produce an antibody if there was one there. You have to have that live spore for the antibody to kick in. So it's a complete insanity, really, to inject your body with the vaccine for tetanus and expect some form of protection. Another fact is that it would take a healthy immune system about 7 to 14 days after being exposed to the tetanus bacterium to produce an antibody. So getting a tetanus shot isn't going to have any effect. You know, if you step on something, you run to the doctor and get a tetanus shot, you know, not going to help. Well, let's look. Dr. Vera Schrengbigner, she's a vaccine researcher. She says there are only 12 cases of tetanus on average per year in Australia, and half of them occur in fully vaccinated people. The other half didn't get the vaccine. So where's the protection from the vaccine? Mm-hmm. Well, let's look at the side effects. If you get a tetanus vaccine, what could you expect? So if you took this vaccine, the side effects for the tetanus shot can produce some of the symptoms I'm going to give you. It could bring about a fever, joint pain, muscle aches, nausea and vomiting, loss of appetite, feeling tired, feeling ill, lightheadedness, pain, swelling, redness at the injection site. You can also have severe allergic reactions, nerve damage and pain, swollen lymph nodes, headache, digestive problems like diarrhea. You can also experience seizures, brain damage, coma, Guillain-Barré syndrome, anaphylactic shock, and death. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't think pediatricians go over that list. No. They just say, oh, if there's a little irritation at the injection site, just, you know, give them a little Tylenol. They'll be fine. Well, let's look. What's in this vaccine? I was very curious. Other than tetanus, dead spore, bacterium, what else is in there? Well, people are beginning to wonder, what the heck is inside vaccine vials these days besides maybe a limited amount of weak, dead bacteria? Well, what sources what sources are they using to culture the bacteria on? Well, they use a variety of tissue sources. Let me tell you what they could select from, what you could find in your vial of tetanus. African green monkey vero cells, aluminum adjuvants, cow products, cocker spaniel cells, formaldehyde, these are stabilizers, human fetal lung tissue cells, insect body parts, mouse brains, inactivated tetanus toxin, like we mentioned, formaldehyde, the thimerosal mercury, sodium phosphate and sodium chloride, and, oh, yeah, water. Mm-hmm. Now, the DNA transfer from vaccines like this is significant, and it's no wonder children aren't doing so well. And they have lower IQs of about 70 points compared to 1940. So we're told by science that the human, animal, and insect DNA is necessary. It's necessary to be in that vaccine. It's going to improve antigen expression. That's what you're told. So now they're using vaccines like tetanus to treat, guess what, cancerous tumors. Have you seen that in the news recently, last year or so? There's aftermarket use for this stuff now. Here's a quote from Dr. Maurice Strone and Dr. Philip Anker, Department of Plant Physiology at University of Geneva. They say this: biological substances entering directly into the bloodstream could become part of the human genetic structure. So, you know, you get mouse brains and you get cocker spaniel cells and African green monkey cells going on. What's that going to do? Hey, you see the ads for the ancestry? Check your DNA. What's that going to be in a generation from now? I don't think people are going to be able to track their DNA history, because it's going to all this you know, animal, other human DNA in there transferring things. Well, what else? Where else could we find lurking tetanus besides in your vaccine and soil and animal feces? Well, aside from that, you'll find tetanus, get this, in clothing. It's on your clothing. It's in house dust. It's on the streets, especially urban streets. It's inside the human gut and hospital operating rooms. So where we get into trouble with tetanus is we don't adequately clean and treat a wound to prevent it. Okay, so that's the first thing to do if you want to prevent a bacterium infection like that. Here is a quote from Dr. George Dick, professor of pathology, London University. He says 40 to 50% of tetanus results from wounds which were considered so trivial that medical attention or minimal wound cleaning was not sought. Didn't do it. And in many cases, he says, as many as a third of the cases, the bacteria entered through a scratch or an insect bite. So this can lead to tetanus, but not for, get this, he says, not for unvaccinated children or adults, end of quote. Now, why do you suppose he said that? A pathologist. Yeah, he knows something about the vaccines, doesn't he? They don't work. They don't work. So if you have it, and what they do is vaccines corrupt the immune system, your natural protection God gave you. So you got a better chance of not contracting tetanus if you don't get vaccinated, he's saying. All right, so the good doctor knows something about the natural immunity and obviously vaccines. And the old adage is, the children that are allowed to play in the dirt develop a natural immunity to bacteria. So healthy children and adults also have strong immune systems. And actually, according to Dr. Trevor Willis, the natural immunity actually was passed down. And by World War I, the immune system was able to isolate the tetanus bacteria. Wow. So that's why it's become kind of rare. So out of 520,000 soldiers wounded during World War I, only 70 developed tetanus. Well, I know, I see by the clock we got to take a break. We got to take a break. I got a little bit more on this topic, and then we're going to shift gears and talk about, you know, getting rid of inflammatory bowel problems. And maybe we'll have time to talk about flushing gallstones. You can do that. Did you know that? Yep. Yep. There is a way. There is a way. Well, Frank, do we have Bumper? I don't hear Bumper. Oh, there it is. Got to take a break. Be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Here on your way to paradise. ago, when I realized the reality gave me a role. If things are the same, then explain why your kiss is so cold. And that mist in your eyes feels like rain on the vine in my soul. There's lying and crying, obsessing and getting nowhere. You don't stack up, so pack up and pack up, I just don't care.
Dream don't hit you
on your way out.
Don't you drown when your dream won't run up to the ground.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk Live, and I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We're talking about tetanus, and we're finishing this segment up, and let me read you this quote from Hillary Butler. She's also a vaccine researcher. She said, "I personally know of only two people who contracted tetanus, and both were middle-aged drinkers and smokers with poor diets." And when I was researching this topic, that's what I saw. You're more susceptible, your immune system's lower, and you're more susceptible for that bacterium to take a hold if you aren't eating well, you're not healthy. So immune system and health are big protections for you. So let me go over my choice, because a lot of people say, well, what would you do? Well, I prefer to boost immune system function, use cleansing herbs and super nutrition for problems like tetanus. You want to cleanse a nurse. You want to super infuse the immune system with nutrition, because that's what the body uses to help protect you. So it's been actually scientifically proven that vitamin A and C do wonders for protecting you from these types of diseases. So make sure you've got some whole food sources like that. Now, with regard to tetanus, I would actually clean the area really well, maybe use some hydrogen peroxide and then colloidal silver, right? And I would also put a layer of garlic juice and a product I make called Liquid Stitches. This would help the wound heal fast, okay? And immune boosting with herbs with echinacea, astragalus root, that kind of thing. But also the blood cleansing herbs are going to be really important, because the blood cleansing herbs have a tetanus inhibitor in them, okay? So here are my picks. If you're on the powerherbs.com website, the blood cleanser, which is under your cleansing tab, the immune booster under your immune boosting tab, also garlic juice and liquid stitches, the body foundation food mix for your vitamins and minerals and amino acids to supercharge to help the immune system out. Also, hawthorn berries if you're worried about the blood clot issue, and calcium formula for the strong bones and heals the skin really fast. And, of course, relaxation formula, that stops the spasms and prevents locked jaw. So you don't have to worry about it. Yeah, so if you're interested, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Get a free catalog. You'll be amazed what you can do with the right tools and information. So here's their toll-free number, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., it's 704-885-0277. ThePowerHerbs.com. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. It puts the power back in your hands and takes the fear away. Haven't you noticed? You know, medicine uses a lot of fear to get you to do stuff. And so, and that's not what God wanted, because fear is doubt. And fear is what the enemy uses, right? And fear is a lack of faith. So let's not go there. Free product catalog, of course. Now, don't forget, hey, March is National Nutrition Month, so you'll actually save 10% on the Body Foundation food mix while supplies last this month. So you can just go to the website and click on the banner on the homepage there, take you right to the product, and you can save on that. So take advantage of the sale. And a lot of people are amazed how good they feel when they get some super-duper whole nutrition in them. They go, what was that? That's what you're supposed to feel like. All right. We're going to talk about a bowel inflammatory disease, because as we pointed out in the Quack Report, well, you got a younger generation, the millennials, having a lot of problems with digestion and disease there. So in the healthcare realm, when you hear things like ulcerative colitis and inflamed bowel with all these complications, well, ulcerative colitis is really caused by poor food choices and prescribed medicines that destroy the friendly flora of the digestive tract and cause a lot of inflammation and, breaking down of the tissue. So rather than change the eating habits to strengthen the body and get off the toxic drugs, what patients wind up doing is they line up for the latest drug for the side effects for their sick gut. You know, we're in a generation and a world that doesn't want to take responsibility for anything. And I got something to tell you here. Nobody is going to care about your health more than you. You can't pay the healthcare system enough money for them to care. I used to work in it. I know what I'm talking about. Okay. So we're going to take a look at this problem that millions of people are suffering from. A lot of people confuse ulcerative colitis with Crohn's disease. So we're going to check out what's going on here. Ulcerative colitis is really a tragic condition, and it's not necessary. 1.4 million Americans are suffering with it. The condition now that is known as Crohn's disease is really an inflammatory bowel disease as well, but it's affecting the entire bowel when you have that, whereas ulcerative colitis affects only the large intestine. So according to health authorities, inflamed bowel conditions have increased 74% since the 90s. And a medicine reports that there are 57,000 people admitted to the hospital every year with these types of problems. So Crohn's disease often attacks patients early during the ages of 15 to 30. So a lot of college students are prone to the inflammatory bowel disease, mainly due to poor eating. It consists of convenience foods, lots of fried foods, and in a majority of cases, if people actually just change the lifestyle, the condition resolves itself pretty quickly. Yeah. So all those bottles of Mylanta that you've been using, you can just throw them in the trash because you got power. You got power. Now, the statistics show that males are slightly more prone to the inflammatory bowel diseases than females. So one statistic shows patients with these conditions are becoming younger and younger. Canadians seem to have an epidemic on their hands, reporting some of the highest rates in digestive malfunction and disease. And we're supposed to believe, where the Canadians are concerned, that it's not a diet-related condition, but it's, oh, get this, it's due to altitude. No, no. Whoever said it was altitude, what an idiot. No, it's diet. It's diet. All right, let's look at Crohn's disease. Now, in medicine, any word with itis, I-T-I-S, at the end indicates an inflammatory condition. Dermatitis, for instance, is inflamed skin. Yeah. So you go to the dermatologist to find out what you have, and they just give it that general generic term, and you go, oh, okay, they don't know what you have, they just gave you a generic label. So Crohn's is defined by medicine to be from an immune system that's attacking healthy flora and cells of the digestive tract. So without the healthy flora, inflammation occurs and the walls of the bowel thicken, and medicine is really not sure why that occurs. So could it be from over-prescription of medicines, which negatively influence the immune system and the digestive tract? I believe that's what it is. However, medicine hints that Crohn's is more likely an inherited weakness. Medicine also blames Crohn's disease on the environment with high stress, and especially in developed countries. So as I mentioned, Crohn's involves small and large intestine and includes symptoms of abdomen pain, diarrhea, weight loss, inflammation of the ileum. And the ileum is where the small and large intestine connect. So it's most often involved there. But the condition starts in the stomach and the small intestine moves on and encompasses the entire system known as gastroduodenal Crohn's disease. So parents or patients have problems. They have appetite problems, weight loss problems, nausea, vomiting. They have severe abdominal pain and cramping where they're just doubling over, you know. So I knew a few people in college like that, you know. And they kind of survived on cigarettes and Coke, you know. That's what they did. Nicotine and caffeine got them through the day. So when the disease largely affects the large intestine, then you can get acute diarrhea, fatigue, night sweats. Because the disease largely affects the large intestine, there can be also fever, rectal bleeding, joint pain, skin lesions, and God knows what else. So if the patient is female, it also will disrupt her menstrual cycle. Well, of course it will, because, hey, the uterus is wrapped in the bowel tissue. Yep, it's all there. Just, you know, you can have leaky gut, causing all kind of problems going on. Now, if you get children with this condition, they're going to have delayed development. Crohn's can produce ulcers to form in the intestine, which are kind of like acne. Well, it actually forms on the outside of the intestine. That's why the scope, when you get a colonoscopy, they don't even see that stuff. It's on the other side. They call those fistulas, okay? But it's like bowel acne, if you will. So colon cancer can be a complication of this disease. And medicine will prescribe immune system suppressants, anti-inflammatory and pain drugs. They'll run blood and fecal tests. They'll schedule endoscopies, sigmoidoscopies, MRIs, CT scans, and even possibly surgery to remove infected parts of the colon. So about 70% of the patients are led to surgery, and 30 to 60% will need additional surgeries. So patients are told there is no cure. And why would medicine promote a real cure when inflamed bowel disease brings them an average of 20,000 annually per patient? That's a lot of cha-ching to walk away from if you cured somebody, right? So very severe conditions will net them $60,000 per patient. And the top 2% of the patients that are really bad, $300,000 a year. Gosh, you're just living at the doctor's office by that point. So medicine says there is really no cure. It rebukes the suggestion the condition is caused by, you know, poor diet. Yet they instruct patients to make good nutritional decisions, as it's critical during their recovery and can reduce their symptoms. Well, that's what you talk about, forked tongue. The Indians got it right. Speaking with a forked tongue. So I would also add that the ulcerative colitis statistics and Crohn's together have, they have $184 billion are spent on these conditions, and no cure, just symptom management. That's it. You're a patient for life. Now, well, let's talk about ulcerative colitis. Let's get back to that. According to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, inflammatory bowel diseases started to materialize in the U.S. before the Civil War. So, okay. The Civil War was, what, 1861 to 1865? And the spike in sugar consumption started to rise in the 1700s, but it took off in the mid-1800s. So the sugar and the stress element in the timeline kind of fits. However, Crohn's and colitis conditions were really not official medical conditions until 1875, and they didn't get official medical names until 1932. So antibiotics were just being used then as early as 1911, you know, roll out the penicillin, mass distribution by 1932 with that. And then the symptoms of colitis and acute diarrhea and rectal bleeding and more pain and chronic inflammation and weak intestines and toxins and massive swelling. Just kind of fits. If you fit the picture together, you see the contributing factors. Complications of having a sick digestive system are red itchy eyes and eye pain, mouth sores, swollen painful joints, skin lesions, rashes, bumps, sores, and ulcerations, osteoporosis, kidney stones, liver conditions like hepatitis and cirrhosis, and blood clots. Yep, having a sick bowel, because, see, the bowel really is the body's most important organ when you think about free flow of toxins. So if your bowel's sick, you don't have a free flow of toxins. And so they're backing up into the system, making everything else worse. And you're going to get hit big time. It's your genetic weakest link, okay, wherever that is, whether it's pulmonary, eyes, heart, whatever. Well, there's this new drug, the new medication on the market that is said to address a lot of this inflammatory bowel disease. They call it Entyvio, and it is mainly prescribed for adults that have the ulcerative colitis when the conventional drugs have failed. And with patients with Crohn's disease are also taking this stuff too. So it's documented as a drug to try to contain symptoms, limit and reduce the need for a lot of steroid drugs for inflammation. So the drug is promoted as improving the lining of the large intestine, and patients are told their symptoms will improve and their disease will be in remission. Oh, remission. In remission. Remission is an overabused word. I'm trying to educate folks. It doesn't mean you're cured. It just means a lessening of symptoms. That's what the medical term for remission is. Doesn't mean you're out of the woods. It means that your symptoms are suspended here for a little bit. Oh, sorry. So the word remission can be misleading, as I said. And people kind of let their guard down and maybe they go back to their old habits. And all of a sudden their symptoms come back. So documents on the drug warn that not to take Entyvio if you've recently been vaccinated or you have long-term infections. So the drug is really not to be taken if there's liver problems, tuberculosis, if you're pregnant or breastfeeding. So let's look at some of the common side effects. Well, it could induce cold symptoms, give you headache and fatigue, joint pain, back pain, extremity pain, nausea and fever, upper head infection like sinusitis, throat pain, cough, bronchitis, rash, and itching. But it also lists as serious side effects as severe allergic reactions, which would cause your lips, tongue, throat, and face to swell up, a shortness of breath, trouble breathing, wheezing, dizziness, feverish hot feeling, heart palpitations, as well as infections that produce fever, chills, muscle aches, cough, runny nose, sore throat, kind of like the flu. You can have also painful skin sores, feel very tired. You could have pain during urination, liver problems. So if you get dark urine or yellowing of the eyes, that means your liver's in distress. Also, progressive multifocal leukemia encephalopathy. They say it's rare, but it's a brain infection that is incurable from taking Entyvio. What are the chances of you getting that? Well, people with inflammatory bowel diseases are often given immune system suppressants, which make them very weak. And the drug manufacturers are stating that patients with weak immune systems are more likely to develop these severe symptoms when they're taking the Entyvio product. So according to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, Crohn's disease has a higher mortality rate over colitis, and the death rate they blame on the cancer complication or other complications like heart disease and urinary tract infections. So what would be your risk? Well, statistics bear that there are more cases of Crohn's than ulcerative colitis. So if you listen to medical health authorities, these conditions are too hard to predict. And who would be at risk? Well, they claim the conditions are so complicated that genes and the environment are playing a role that they even can't predict who's going to get this. You mean to tell me that after all the historical data and the correlations of stress and sugar intake and the reduction in food nutrition since World War II, which has skyrocketed to the number one reason for a lot of this internal medicine disease, and they still don't know the causes? Well, what I can say is even Stevie Wonder could see this is lifestyle related. Hippocrates said in 400 to 377 BC, let your food be your medicine and let your medicine be your food. He also said, if you are not your own doctor, you are a fool. Power is in your hands. So it's kind of a generational issue, too. So if your relatives suffered from inflammatory bowel disease, you likely have lifestyles and you eat like them. You've picked up those bad habits, possibly. You have food triggers. Maybe you're smoking and you use too much alcohol. Maybe you have a sedentary lifestyle that's adding to it. Because diseases often strike at your weakest link. And the weaker you are, the more vulnerable you are. So lifestyle tends to dictate where your weakness will be. Science has also shown that food influences your DNA for good or for bad. So if you eat more raw fruits and vegetables and limit the animal foods and don't overcook things, they have a greater, healthier impact over the drugs and the surgery that are awaiting you. Mm-hmm. Hippocrates also said all disease begins in the gut, and healing is a matter of time, but is sometimes also a matter of opportunity. So here's your opportunity to stop the cycle, because you're on that hamster wheel. You know you are. And so it's time to detox, get rid of the inflammatory bowel issue. Detoxing the bowel is like having a pass-go card in the game of life. And so the bowel is the last stop for those toxins to leave, so you want to free flow toxins. And once you get rid of that and the stumbling block on a cellular level for the entire system, things will happen pretty well and fast, probably within a week or two. So sluggish, you've got a sluggish, congested bowel. It's time to detox the bowel and change the eating. There's some foods that you're allergic to and you didn't even know it, and you're allergic to your diet. So, milk especially is one of them. So if you're interested in learning how to detox, cleanse the bowel, help those tissues heal, get rid of the inflammation, feel normal again, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have the bowel cleansing product. They have the bowel organ cleansing packs. You know, you can get the five major cleanses in one pack if you want. But you don't want to do them all at the same time. You want to do them one at a time. I get these people in line at the post office saying, I did a whole body cleanse. I'm like, that's insane. You know, cleansing is taxing, and you want to open the last stop of toxins first so you can work your way up to the blood. Doing it any other way is going to make you feel worse. So if you want to learn how to do that, ask the experts. Call Apothecary Herbs, call them up, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Check them out there, get a catalog. Do your homework, of course, but you can cleanse away those toxins that are making your body weak on a cellular level, and you can supercharge the system with nutrition and immune-boosting herbs. That's what God said. That's why he said herbs are here for the service of man. I mean, I think Hippocrates is right. We're a fool if we're not our own doctor. Yep, that's it. I'm out of time. I can tell. The clock's just whizzing away. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.